All glory, glory, glory to our God. All glory, all glory, glory, glory to our God. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Our glory, our glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Our honor, our honor, honor, honor to the Lord. Hallelujah, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God, for your goodness, for your mercy. Thank you, our God, we are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Ah, 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 ah. Lord, we lift up your name. Oh, welcome, woman of God. How are you doing?
Praise the Lord. I'm doing just fine. How are you doing?
Yes, fine. God bless you.
God bless you as well.
Yes.
Everyone is doing fine. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Yeah, we thank God.
Yes,
yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise
yeah.
Him. Yes.
We'd like to have our Honorable Bishop Valerie Davis with us today. She's going to be giving us what God has for us today, the word of God, the realm of word, the word that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. First of all, I want us to sing this song to prepare our hearts. We're going to sing this song. The song says, Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank
you.
Lord, we thank you. Lord,
Lord, we thank you.
We adore you. Lord,
we adore you. We adore you.
Amen. Father God, bless your people today through your word in the name of Jesus. Yes, so Shabaru Davis is going to come. He's going to come on now and bless us with the word of God. We are really grateful that she was able to come up today from our beauty sharing to share with us. So, we thank God for the woman of God. God has been using her to preach the gospel around the world to so many people. God say he is blessed through our ministry. So she's going to bless us today with the word of God. Let's welcome our honorable Bishop Dr. Barry Davis to share with us what God has put in our heart. Over to you, woman of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Let
Amen.
Us go before the throne of grace.
Yes.
Most Heavenly Father, dear God, in the name, Lord Jesus. Father God,
Amen.
We come before you this evening, Lord God, giving you all praise and glory, Father. Reverence you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And just thanking you, Father, for all that you do both in us and through us. Lord, we thank you so much, Father, for having given up your son, Jesus, Lord, that died on the cross for our sins, our transgressions, and our inequities, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For he now sits on the right side of you, Father, and we thank you, Lord. Father, as I decrease, Lord God, increase in me and deliver, Father, not of my word, Lord God, but of your word. In Jesus' matchless and mighty name we pray.
Amen
and amen. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Well, I thank Archbishop for inviting me in this broadcast to speak on the ascension. And this is part two of the ascension. He himself spoke an excellent, Archbishop, an excellent presentation on part one of the ascension. And he asked that I speak on the ascension from the perspective that I see it. So this word today will be an absolute foundational teaching just to bring us current with what we supposed to be doing as Jesus ascended into heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Now, some things that we sort of need to revisit, Archbishop, in order that all of the saints all over the world will be up with what has happened during the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, and also the ascension of him. So I just want to briefly go through Acts 1. Let us go to Acts 1 first and foremost. So we would all be together on how God's word, how the death, burial, and resurrection and the ascension has to do with what we're supposed to be doing currently today. Amen?
Amen.
So let's go now to book, to the chapter 1 in the book of Acts, and I'm going to start reading. Our key scripture is key scripture 8:7-8, chapter 1. The former treatise have made, Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, verse 8,
yes.
And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but should do what? But wait for the promise of the Father, which saith, ye have heard of me. And this is Jesus speaking. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall
yes.
be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Let me read
yes.
this again, please. This is Jesus speaking. Ye have heard of me, verse 5. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many
yes.
days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? Verse 7. And he said unto them, this is Jesus speaking, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. Verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Please let me reread that again. This is the important scripture.
Yeah.
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall
yes.
be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in
yes.
all Judea and in Samaria and unto
Man.
The what? Uttermost parts of the earth. Now, this is so important, saints of God, because we need to understand what Jesus is saying. This is in Acts 1. He's already preparing the disciples. He's already letting them know that we should receive the Holy, what? We should receive the power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall
yes.
be witnesses. That's very, very key to what we should be doing after the ascension. Now, let's go to Acts 2, if we may. Let's go to Acts 2. Now, in Acts 2, it's very important for us to understand what happened on the day of Pentecost. What happened on the day of Pentecost? Now, most of you out there know that Penta means what?
Five.
50 days. Yes, it does. It means five. But we need to understand how important the day of Pentecost is to the ascension. The 50
yes.
days from the Lord's resurrection is what we're talking about, saints. 50 days. That's 40 days and what? 10 days make what? 50. That's where Pentecost came from. Please take some notes. Let this rest in your spirit so that it can strengthen you as a believer. And when we get to the Great Commission, you will know how to teach others how to use the scripture to underline and carry out God's word. So the 50
yes.
days from the Lord's resurrection, that's the day of Pentecost, is divided into 40 days, saints, and 10 more days. So the 40 days of the Lord's resurrection and ministry, of course, is what is talked about in Acts chapter 1. But we need to understand that as the in Acts 2, that as the sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm would fill the
yes.
house, they were all sitting on what? One accord. Now, what does sitting on one accord mean? What does sitting on one accord mean? We need to understand that they were all in agreement. They were all in agreement. And when the whirlwind sort of the roaring of that mighty windstorm came, that was the
yes.
Spirit was fulfilling the promise of Jesus that he gave before he ascended. Remember, I just read that in Acts 1:8. He already told them what? That, and we'll go back to Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem. Now, all of this is connected in the understanding and strengthening your foundation. That's what I'm teaching a lot about, foundation, so that you will know the full story, the full coming of Jesus and why this all took place. God already knew before the foundations of the earth that he was going to place part of him inside of Mary's womb, that was going to be born to this world. Jesus will walk this earth with him, hang on that cross for us. This is what the whole idea of death, burial, and resurrection, and the ascension. Now, a lot of people only understand the death, burial, and resurrection, and some of them are not even clear on that. But the most important of all of that brings us into understanding the ascension. Amen? I just want us to know what Pentecost is, the 40 days plus Pentecost 5, for 50 days, and how the sounding of that mighty windstorm had filled the house with all the disciples there, but they were all in unity, folks. They were all on one accord. They were all in agreement. They had humbled themselves. They were all in agreement. They were ready. The Holy Spirit rested upon them in the name of Jesus and came inside of each of them, just as we have it inside of us. Amen? Now, let us look now. When Jesus ascended to heaven, he ascended to heaven, leaving us with some work.
Yes.
We have work to do. We're not just sitting, twiddling our thumbs, waiting for God and Jesus to bless us with whatever we ask you for. We have work to do. And the ascension is all a part of our work. Amen?
Amen.
So let us just look, first of all, and understand. I looked up the meaning of ascension. And the ascension of Jesus Christ, it is our Christian belief that it's reflected on the major creeds and the confession, primarily with Jesus ascending or was taken up to heaven. Now, we need to understand that. Why was the ascension important? It was very important because it demonstrates the earthly work that's necessary.
Yes.
What earthly work? The earthly work we got to do. Amen. That Jesus came here and he did the work, but we were, as disciples of Christ, we were supposed and should be right now doing that work. What work? Some of you are probably saying, well, what work is Bishop Davis talking about? I'm talking about, let's go to Matthew 28:19. Let us go to Matthew 28:19.
Yeah.
And Matthew 28:19 spells out to us in no uncertain terms. It's clear. It's clear. It spells out us to us. Let's just go, if you don't mind, let's do 18 first. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power. Did it say some power? No. Did it say a little bit of power? No. It says all power is given unto me in heaven and what? In earth. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. This is Jesus speaking. But he's saying, go ye therefore and do what? Teach. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And 20 reads, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Now,
yes.
Folks, the ascension is very important to us because we got work to do that Jesus had already forewarned us in Acts 1 to the disciples. We have that work to do, going out as the Great Commission tells us, and we call that, say, the Great Commission because it commands us to go out and teach.
Yes.
All nations baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We need to understand that we should be doing God's work. We should be doing God's work. That's,
yes.
And a lot of people, Archbishop, is under the impression that that's the fivefold ministry's job. No. We should all be out sharing and spreading the gospel, the good news. We should all be out winning souls as Scripture is commanding us. Well, I guess you're saying, well, okay, we're out doing that, but what would that accomplish? It accomplishes a lot of things. Because when Jesus came, he came to absorb the wrath of God. He also came and lived and walked this earth around so that we would escape the curse of the law. So this is important. So we would do what? Escape the curse of the law. Look at how deep God loves us, passionately. There was really no escape from the curse of God's law. It was just we were guilty. There was only one way to be free. And that was that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. How? By becoming that for us. Go to Galatians 3 and read that. See, the law demands have been fulfilled in Christ's perfect law, keeping its penalty fully paid by what? By Jesus' death on the cross. See, he paid for our sins. Think about that. God manifested part of himself into Mary's womb. His son was born as Savior. He walked this earth realm and died on that cross to pay for the penalty. And that was, the payment was death. But, praise the Lord. Praise him. Praise him. Because we celebrate this every day. The resurrection of what? Of Christ. He paid for our sins to give us opportunity to live eternally. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
There's a lot of reasons. Amen. There's other reasons that we should honor Jesus' death and know why he came to die. He destroyed the hostility also between races. He did that. He also came and he died also to give marriage the deepest meaning. See, God's desire was never for marriages to be miserable, yet many are. Did you know that? That's what sin does. It makes us treat each other what? Badly. God never intended for that. Jesus died to change all of that. He knew that suffering would make the deepest meaning of marriage plain. That's why the Bible said, and you can go to Ephesians 5:25 and check it out behind me, it says, husbands, love your wives. As Christ did what? Love the church. And gave himself up for her. God's design for marriage is for a husband to love his wife the way Christ loved his people, and for the wife to respond the way Christ's people should. This kind of love is possible because Christ died for both husband and wife. That's that agape love God had. We also need to understand that, see, Jesus' death, he took all 39 of those stripes to help us. Those 39 stripes that Jesus took all support, some of these reasons that I'm sharing with you right now. He took away all condemnation. He gave us the opportunity for eternal life to all who believe in him, and to show that Jesus' love is compassionate for us, to bring us who? To God. All of this has to do with Jesus' death. Now, connecting that with the Great Commission, our duty is to go out in the vineyard. There's a whole lot of people that's thirsting for Christ. We should be walking as disciples of Christ, winning souls, helping to feed the poor. We should be out there utilizing the power that Jesus empowered us to have in doing miracles. And you probably said to yourself, what? Oh, yeah. Jesus empowered us to do that. But in order for you to be able to walk and do the work of Jesus that he's left for us to do, you got to get serious. You got to know. You got to stand up in alignment with Christ. You got to be committed. You got to, what, love the Lord and follow his commands. There's some things we need to do that the ascension spells out to us. See, the ascension opened heaven to our human nature. By bodily resurrection and ascension, Jesus brought his human nature into heaven and opened the gates of heaven for each of us. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. He did what? He opened the gates of heaven for each of us. Go to 1 Corinthians 15:20. Just as by his rising from the dead, he became the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. So by ascending to heaven, he became the first fruits of humanity to enter there. Amen?
Amen.
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 This means that Jesus died and finally able to enter heaven because, of course, he is there abiding and sitting on the right hand of God, his Father. The ascension of Jesus Christ demonstrates the earthly work that's necessary for our salvation that's finished. We need to understand that Jesus had told us in Acts 1 that the Holy Spirit would come upon us. You need to know that. The work of the church had to begin through the ascension. Jesus gave his apostles the Great Commission, which I just went through, Matthew 28:19. And he had already given them the authority to forgive and to have instructed them to return to Jerusalem to await the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I just read that to you in Acts 1. But when the Spirit came on the Pentecost, the evangelizing mission of the church began, and some 3,000 were all baptized on that day.
Hallelujah.
Yes. And the baptizing of more than 3,000 was done on that day. Jesus remains present in the world today in the way that we should be winning souls, in the way that he has given us the Great Commission. He's here. He's alive and well. We serve a living God, an awesome God. It's always there for us. The pain is that way. There are some things that we have to do, though. We've got to get ourselves aligned with Christ. So we got to honor those commandments that were given us. They weren't just given us to be slated on some stones. They were given to us to what? To abide by, to respect, to honor. We've got to understand that these are things that is expected of us today. Jesus ascended, but he's going to return, and we in the end time right now, folks. So we need to start the good work of Christ. We need to start honoring Matthew 28:19. Amen, Archbishop? We need to start this work if you're not already involved.
Yes.
Get busy. Get yourselves before the Lord. Align yourselves in his word. Follow his command. If you have not been baptized, you need to be born again. Go get baptized. We need to start doing the work that Jesus open up for us to do.
Yes.
We are the disciples walking right here on earth. We should have the character of Christ. We should be doing God's work. It strengthens the foundation of us standing as God's children.
Yes.
There's a work to do. There is a work to do in the last days. In Acts 2:17-18, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will what? They will prophesy. Spirit, fill us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Spirit, fill us, Lord, with prophecies and visions and dreams, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Spirit, fill us, Lord, and empower us, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, so that we may hear you, Lord God, so we may complete the assignments that you give us, Father, in the name, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. The Father, Spirit, fill us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, so that we may prophesy, Father. So that, Lord God, we will have visions and dreams, Lord. Whatever you request, Father, let us hear your voice, Father, in the name, Lord Jesus. Father, your word said that your sheep know your voice. And, Lord God, we thank you, Father, in the name, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity to live an eternal life. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. Lord God, undergird your people, Father, so that they may, God, be in alignment of you, Lord. They will not conform to the patterns of this world. That, Lord God, they will see, Father God, honor and reverence you, Lord, for whom you are, Father, in the name, Lord Jesus. That they would desire to do your work, Father. In the name, Lord Jesus, they would desire to have the character of Christ, Lord God. In the name, Lord Jesus, they would live in truth, Father, in honesty, Lord God, living for empowerment, Lord, to spread your word, to feed the poor, Lord God, to bring those souls to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, undergird them, Father. In the name, Lord Jesus, everyone that's listening all around the world, Father, undergird them, Lord God. Give them the desire to seek your face, Father. In the name, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Jesus. for those of you that are not Christians, when I say my name right now, you say your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I, Valerie Davis, you say I and say your name.
I
confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with
that
my mouth.
That Jesus is Lord.
That Jesus is
and
Lord.
I believe,
Lord.
Yes, and I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
That God raised him
from
the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. And now you are God's reborn in Christ, son of daughter.
Amen.
Amen. And congratulations. You now you got what it takes. Congratulations. Get the word, start reading it, get on your knees, pray to the Lord, pray to Jesus, and ask him to communicate with you. Ask him to undergird you and align you, to open up your understanding and receiving and reading his word. Amen?
Amen.
We all are thirsting. We are all in deep compassion for God, for Jesus Christ. And we want to ask that each of you start out by getting you a Bible, those of you that just came into the kingdom of God. And we're praying for you that you start reading the word and seeking.
Yes.
Ask God to give you a church home, seeking a church and sit in Bible study. Start taking notes when you're in church and sharing that word with others. Now, this world is going down if the disciples in Christ does not what? Do the work of Christ. He's left his work here for us. Each of us was created for a purpose. Ask God what your purpose is. God will tell you what your purpose is. But part of your purpose is what we just read, Matthew 28:19. We all have that assignment, the Great Commission. Amen?
Amen.
Lord God, just ground him, Father, in the matters in the mighty name of King Jesus' miraculous blood, Lord. Drown him in it, Father, in the name, Lord Jesus. If you're hurting somewhere, put your hand where you're feeling pain. And we're going to pray that pain be gone in the name of Jesus. Wherever you're feeling pain, I pray, Lord God, to remove and heal that area, Father. In the name, Lord Jesus, remove the pain, Lord. Heal that area from the very top to the very sole of the feet of your sons and daughters, Father. Heal them in the name of Jesus. No matter what that ailment was, it's healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for complete healing, Father. In the name, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You got to believe it. You got to allow your faith to grow. You got to believe it. You got to believe that you're healed. In the name of Jesus. You'll be surprised to find out the many things that God will bless you in your life just to show you that he's your living Father. In the name of Jesus, make sure that when you're praying, you're always ending your prayer in Jesus' name. You must end your prayer in what? In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord God. Be committed. Be committed. When you say you're going to commit to Christ, you want to commit and keep your word. Your word is your bond. Make no promises that you cannot keep. Keep your word with Christ. If you're going to Bible study, make time to go to Bible study. Study your word. Pray. Pray daily. Put in at least 45 minutes to an hour every day.
Yes.
And get close to Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless your notes that you have been taking. It's been an awesome foundational teaching. It comes directly from the Lord. And we thank you for spending time on this broadcast to listen and to learn how to walk and how to grow up in wisdom of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, my God. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, I pray, Father, that your word has fallen on fertile ground, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, your sons and daughters, Father, that are new in the kingdom of God and those that have been here, Father, are awakened from their sleep, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and committed, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless each of them abundantly, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, you already know the areas where their needs are. And we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and thank you in advance that they have been approved and done. In Jesus' matchless and mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I tell you what, I'm blessed today. I want to forward the link of today. I'm going to send it out after closing. I want you to share the link and send it out to your friends and everybody. Because the prayers.
Amen, Archbishop. Amen.
If you email it or send it to 6 people, they can even use it as a point of contact to receive their healing. Somebody testified today that a few days ago, while we were preaching on this broadcast, the person opened her cell phone and she was following all our preaching, and then she lay hands on herself to receive healing. And as the prayer was going on, the person received healing right there in her home because she was listening. You know, so this thing, we are not just doing it. This is God's commission. You know,
Amen, Archbishop.
We're still going to listen to the Lady Evangelist Olayinka Lawa. She's still going to share something with us. I want us to pray prayer because of the preaching we have just heard. It was about the Pentecost. It was talking about the Pentecost, the coming down of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And today we still need the Holy Spirit. We still need the Holy Spirit today. We need the Pentecost today. I remember in Azusa Street revivals where they prayed down the power of God. The Azusa Street revival. 1906. So today we can still pray down the power of God. The Holy Ghost comes down, not an uncle deep anointing, not a loin deep anointing, but overflowing anointing.
You know,
the presence of disease. The Bible says that Jesus was anointed the above measure. You know, you talk about Peter's shadow that was healing this. You talk about Paul's handkerchief.
Yes, he does.
These are various levels of anointing. These are various levels, you know, where you have the Holy Spirit to some level. You know, many people are satisfied with an ankle deep anointing. They are satisfied with a loin deep anointing. But I thank God for Prophet Elisha. Elisha said, I need the double portion. And because he needed the double portion, he got the double portion.
Need a double portion,
which means you can ask for double portion. You know, the Holy Ghost to fill you to overflow. Yeah, we're still going to pray that prayer right now. It's never too much. Let's sing this song before we pray that prayer. Sing my cup, Lord.
I lift it up to you.
Come and quench
the thirsty of my soul. Bread of heaven, see me till I want no more. Be my cup, Lord.
I'm
in the name of Jesus.
be my cup, Lord.
I lift up my palm to you.
Come and
find the empty of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more.
Be my cup, Lord.
Believe I make it
so. To my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord.
Come and quench the thirsty of my soul.
Bread
of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Be my cup, Lord, fill it and make it
full. Yes, let's begin to pray for the Holy Spirit. Let's ask the Holy Spirit.
Father, Jesus,
pray
the mighty Lord, O Lord God, and fill with your Holy Spirit.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord. Thank you for power, restoration, and life upon me. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord, for your favor.
Oh, we thank you, Lord, for your love and your grace and your mercy. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and how you forgive us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. I'm worthy, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Oh Lord, I give you thanks.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so what Evangelist Mamalawa Laikalawa to share with us what God has placed in her heart today. Yes, welcome her to share with us.
Amen. I'm teaching health and healing scripture. Health and healing scripture. This health, yeah, Jesus Christ, even is among the story of Jesus Christ, this, before the death and all this resurrection, healing about this, Jesus healing in the scripture is in all the four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In John chapter 11 is the power of resurrection and life that wakes Lazarus from the dead. Power of resurrection and life is a powerful power. In John chapter 11, verse 21, Matthew said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now that God will give you whatever you ask. Whatever we ask God, we are sure to receive it using the name of Jesus. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Power of resurrection and life from the grave is a powerful power. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I'm the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. So when we believe in Jesus Christ, we live. We will not die. So power of resurrection and life is actually connected to earth and healing. The word of God never fails. We just have faith in the word of God concerning challenges of life or confronting stubborn situations in areas of health. The only weapon we need in areas of stubborn areas of our life is loudly declaring the word of God. So my topic this today is health and healing scripture. Exodus 15:26 says, if you diligently heed to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right and keep his statutes, he will put none of the diseases which he has worked on the Egyptian on us for is the Lord that heals us. Jesus used we people to heal each other. Moses cried out in Numbers 12:13 to the Lord, saying, please heal her, O God, I pray. Most people, when they are sick, they go to the man of God to pray for them for healing. And we all know that God that makes us to be alive. We are even told in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and eat their land. So we are people that are called by the name of Jesus Christ. We must pray and seek the face of God concerning the healing of the land and concerning our own healing. It said in Psalm 6:2-3, have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me. My bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long? Some people have long-time sickness. But if they could pray unto God for mercy, this long sickness will be taken away from their life. That's part of the benefits of power of resurrection and life. Everything that is dead, it makes it to be alive. Psalm 32 says, O Lord my God, I cry out to you, and you heal me. Whenever anybody is sick, to call on the Lord God Almighty, he will heal. Psalm 41:4 says, I say, Lord, be merciful to me, see my soul, for I have sinned against you. Our soul is always sick when we are sick too. Our soul is sick when we think of bad things. But if we call for the mercy of God, he will heal our soul. And if we have sinned against God, we ask for the confession of our sin so that we be forgiven. Psalm 107:26, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The word of God heals and delivers us from destruction. The number one destruction in people's life is sickness. Sickness destroys people, and sickness kills people. Psalm 118:17, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The word we utter out of our mouth is very powerful. We are told that the tongue of the wise promotes health. Proverbs 12:18. The tongue of the wise promotes health. Anything that comes out of our mouth is what makes us. Pleasant words should be coming out of our mouth. That's Proverbs 16:24. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. So we must speak words that are like honeycomb. But he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of his peace was upon us. By Jesus Christ, we are healed. Yes, Jesus Christ is the reason for this season. By his stripes, we are all healed.
Amen.
He says, Isaiah 57:18 said, I have seen his ways and we heal him. Whatever we are going through, God knows what we are going through. I have seen his ways and we heal him. I will also lead him and restore comfort to him. Jesus Christ is the one that leads and guides us. He restores comfort unto us when we need it, since what we are going through. Isaiah 57:9. Jesus says, I create the fruit of the leaf, peace to those that are far off, and peace for those that are near. Praise the Lord, I will heal him. So, Lazarus, the dead of 4 days, was healed through the power of resurrection. He was raised from the dead. Concerning healing, since you life, since then, your life shall bring forth like the morning, and your healing shall spring forth speedily. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. Anybody that is sick, if you heard this testimony of somebody that they said placed his hand upon his stomach and was speedily healed. That is in Isaiah 58:8. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be a real reward. Isaiah 61:1. The spirit of the Lord God is upon me, upon all of us. Because the Lord has anointed me and all of us to preach the good tidings. So the poor, he has sent us to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound. To those who are bound, Jesus has told us to be doing prison evangelism. Before, people used to do prison evangelism and hospital evangelism to be able to set people free. But now, people hardly preach. People hardly go to the hospital or prison to do what God actually tells them to do. Isaiah, Jeremiah 17:14, it says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise." Jesus Christ is our praise. He's the great physician. He's the head of the doctor. He's the one that heals us. When we cry unto him to save us, he will save us. Say, call unto me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you and save you. He promises to restore our health. I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Because they call you an outcast, saying this is the unknown no one six. And Jesus says, "Behold, I will bring his earth and healing. I will heal them and will reveal to them the abundance of peace." So this, one of the benefits we are getting from Jesus Christ, abundance of peace through whatever we are passing through in life, whether sickness or otherwise.
Man.
Yes. The son sister said, "Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he has turned, but he will heal us. He has taken, but he will bind us up." When we go to Jesus, or return to Jesus Christ, all those backsliders that have backslided, let them go back to Jesus Christ and return back to Jesus Christ. Hosea 11:3 says, "I thought they found to walk, taking them by their hands, but they did not know that I healed them." When you are sick, you must know that it's the God Almighty that heals you. He is even that used the physician, the doctor, to heal us. Hosea 14:4-6, he said, "I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely. But my anger has turned away from him." All of us, we must know that we should not backslide on this Christian life.
Amen.
Amen.
But to you who fear my name. Now, when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, deadly tormented." And Jesus said to him, "I will come and heal him." When you call on Jesus Christ, he will surely come to you.
Amen.
Matthew 8:13. And Jesus said to the centurion, "Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done to you." And a servant was healed that same hour. This same hour, we are talking about the word of unhealing. Anybody that is sick will be healed this same hour in Jesus' name. Because it says we should believe in God Almighty, we should not doubt. Anybody that doubts will never receive anything from God Almighty. We are told that Jesus Christ healed all that we are sick. Jesus does not want us to suffer. Most of the healing Jesus does is by touching. Luke 22:51. And Jesus answered and said, so far he does fine. And he touched his ear and healed him. Jesus doesn't want them to suffer. It's even the one that cast out a demon of sickness in Matthew 10:7-8. And we all know about the woman with the issue of blood that touched the hem of his garment, and she was ill of the affliction. If we hold on to God, all the affliction and oppression in our life will be taken off by God Almighty, by Jesus Christ. Satan told Ananias in Acts 9:34, Ananias, Jesus the Christ healed you. Peter is a man of God, but he told Ananias, we know that Peter is the man by the, in Acts 3, we know Peter says, silver and gold I have none, but this I have, I give you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise and walk.
Yes.
By praying the prayer of healing for people is greater than giving them money. And even told Ananias in Acts 9:34, that Jesus, Ananias, Jesus the Christ is you. Arise and make your bed. Then he arose immediately. It's Jesus Christ that is us. It's part of this resurrection and power package. Every dislocated area in our life is healed by Jesus Christ. That's Hebrews 12:13. And yeah. Jesus is elders too, elders in the church of God. James 5, confess your trespass to one another. Pray for one another. We must be praying for one another. We must be intercessors.
Amen.
That should be one of the work of God that we should be doing. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. So a righteous person, we that have given to our life to Christ, our prayer must be fervent and effective.
Yes.
But 3 John 2 said, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your whole soul prospers. So
yes.
I pray this evening that we will prosper in all things, we will be in good health, and our soul will prosper. So may God bless the giving of his
word.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
He's the Lord,
our healer. He's the Lord, my healer. He sent forth your word. I am ready.
Heavenly Father, we pray for our many that are sick in the hospital, our many that are sick in the prison, the jail, our many that are sick in the hospital's home, our many that are sick in the fatherless and orphanage. God, we pray that you will lay your hands of healing upon them right now. As many that are with us on this broadcast tonight, who are sick one way or the other, Lord Jesus, send your word. To give them healing right now. Trust them with your miracle working power. Heal their spirit, O God. Heal their soul. Heal their bodies, Lord. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, let them be made every week whole. In the name of Jesus Christ, touch every one of them with your miracle working power. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I want to thank everyone of you for joining us in tonight's broadcast. God bless you all. We had over 700 people in attendance from on Facebook and Twitter and links. I thank God you all enjoy the service tonight, and God reward you all. I want to thank our guest speaker, Honorable Mama Evangelist Lincoln Awoto, and Honorable Bishop Dr. Barry Davis. I want to thank God for your life. God will come to reward you all and bless you abundantly. In the name of Jesus,
yeah.
We're going to come together again during the weekend. The weekend, Saturday, Sunday, coming from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. I tell you, God is doing great things. And for those who want to give to the ministry, please, please return your offerings and donations. And whatever you got, you have the Cash App, we have the PayPal, we have the Venmo, we have all these systems. Please, please attend your donations, and I pray God to reward you and bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So, we're closing right now. We shall see you again next weekend. Again, God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.